The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, states, أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِي وَبِحَمْدِكَ. Can't you see yourself? Glory be to you, my Allah. And yours is the praise. تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ. Hearing within the fire of the hell the voice of a slave surrendered to you and imprisoned there because of his violations. وَذَاقَ طَعْمَ عَذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ. Suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience. وَحُبِسَ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا بِجُرْمِهِ وَجَرِيرَتِهِ. Confined within its levels because of his sin and crime. وَهُوَ يَضِجُّ إِلَيْكَ ضَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ. While he laments before you with the lament of the one hopeful for your mercy. وَيُنَادِيكَ بِلِسَانِ أَهْلِ تَوْحِيدِكَ. He calls upon you with the tongue of those who profess your oneness. وَيَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ بِرُبُوبِيَتِكَ. He entreats you by your lordship. In this part, the commander of the believers is describing the state of the person who is imprisoned in the different levels of fire of hell because of his disobedience, because of his sins and crimes. But he is still hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy. مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ, this part says. He is lamenting, but the lament of the one who is hopeful for Almighty Allah's mercy. There is a divine tradition that reads, O son of Adam, I did not set up this fire except for the disbeliever, the stingy, the cursed by parents, the hinderer of zakat payment, the adulterer, the unlawful seller, the forgetter of Quran, the annoyer of the neighbors, but those of them who repent, believe, and do good. So this tradition continues, My servants, have mercy on yourselves, because your bodies are weak, the journey is long, and the load is heavy. The path is exact, the fire is burning, the caller is the blower archangel, and the judge is the Lord of the worlds.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds? crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity, and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, as you listened to this divine tradition, we saw that even those ones who have committed unlawful crimes, who have been stingy, who have been disbelievers, even the ones who have hindered the payment of zakat, but they have believed, they have truly repented, Almighty Allah will show His mercy to them as well. Someone intended to go on a travel, and he told Hatim al-Asam, give me some advice. So Hatim al-Asam said, if you want a friend, know that Almighty Allah suffices for you. He continued, if you want a companion, the two illustrious angels suffice for you. If you want a lesson, this world suffices for you. He said, if you want an associate, Quran suffices for you. If you want a job, worshipping suffices for you. If you want a preacher, death suffices to you. And if these things suffice you, then the purgatory suffices for you. In fact, dear listeners, each of these phrases of Hatim al-Asam mentioned in this tradition and in this interesting advice can be expanded. The part where he says, if you want an associate, the Holy Quran suffices for you. We have learned from the traditions and in fact the lifestyle of the Ahlul Bayt, how important the Holy Quran is. The honorable daughter of the Holy Prophet had a strong intimacy with the Holy Quran, that Salman reports, the Holy Prophet sent me to Fatima's house for doing something. I waited a little at the door till she saluted me. I heard her reciting the Holy Quran and grinding something without having someone to serve her. So that's why we say that the Ahlul Bayt are the vicegerents of the Holy Quran. Ahlul Bayt's culture is the most perfect moral, ideological, and socio-political and scientific culture. Unfortunately, a large section of which has been compiled by the believing Shi'i narrators. In fact, this very divine Kumail supplication we're discussing is one of those. And the practice of this culture of the Ahlul Bayt, reflected in their words and in this radiant Kumail supplication, will ensure good life in this world and the hereafter. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. Don't Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.